McKinney Arts Commission for the City of McKinney, and welcome to our new members, and good to see you, to our existing members. And our first agenda item is the oath of office, which Ms. Sandy Hart will administer.
Hey, if y'all would raise your right hand, you'll have to. And repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Molly Miller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
As a member of the McKinney Arts Commission.
As a member of the McKinney Arts Commission.
Of the City of McKinney.
Of the City of McKinney.
State of Texas. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution and laws of the United States. And of this state, so help me God. Congratulations. Take yours and pass it down and sign that you took your oath. That's yours. Look at the first line. It should say I.
Oh,
okay. There you go. I have an order.
Thank you.
Not my penny?
I guess so.
Okay. Oh, my hair.
Extras.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the election of officers. So we need a chair and vice chair. Do our bylaws call for treasurer? I don't think so. I think it's just chair and vice chair. So do I have any nominations for chairperson? You may self-nominate.
I nominate Molly Brewer for chairman.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay.
And... I accept, I guess.
We need an acceptance speech.
Do we need a vote on that from our parliamentarian?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you see.
I would open up to you, but is anybody interested in vice chair before I just nominate who you're interested?
I'll help you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and Jeff Hall, Commissioner Hall for Vice Chair, and all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
I accept too.
Right. So Commissioner Brewer is now officially running the meeting.
Okay, this is my first time to do this, so be patient with me. So next item on the agenda is item 17-1045, minutes of the McKinney Arts Commission meeting of August 10th, 2017.
And you know you can do all those three together if you want.
Oh, okay. Let's. Okay. Thank you. So if everyone would like to take a moment to look over the minutes
and staff liaison. So Sheridan told you that after this.
She should be back up. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And can we approve all minutes at the same time? Or
yes. Generally, your motion is to approve the consent agenda.
Okay. Okay. So just move to. Does anyone move to approve the agenda? Okay. It's all a little off guard, so I'm learning how to do.
I've never done one of these.
Okay.
So.
Good. Well, welcome.
I so move.
Okay. Second. So the minutes have been approved.
Actually, you need somebody else to second.
We what?
You need somebody else to second it.
He made
the motion.
I made the motion.
I seconded it,
you
but I can't second it.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Now you get the vote.
Now you get to say they're approved.
I'll get better at this, I promise.
No,
you're doing good. You got the vote down.
Before we move on, do you mind if we take a moment and just introduce ourselves?
That would be wonderful.
And I'd love to, you know, say hello and how did you come to the Arts Commission?
Okay, I'm Letitia Nance. Hello. I came to the Arts Commission. We are I'm an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce. So we go around a lot, running around the city, welcoming new members. So we're just trying to volunteer in the city. We have been in McKinney 3 years, and it's been our way to get to know people is to volunteer. So you get to do something and meet people at the same time. So I came just by going to city council meetings and seeing what was available. And when they called, I came. I also volunteer with the REACH program with MISD. I'm involved in a lot of the volunteer efforts at MISD. So it is a very heavy concern of mine to be involved in our community.
And also, she, I don't know, co-chairs.
We run the McKinney Cares Facebook, if anyone is a member of that.
Pretty epic.
That's it's a lot of people involved in that. Making a lot of headway. So we're really proud of that. But we did start that when we moved here, just to get to know people and find out like when trash day was. It wasn't anything that deep, but it has turned into a lot of things. We're able to get a lot of people coordinated, and it definitely took off with the election. So that's where we got our
wonderfulness.
So. Well,
hopefully we get to use that for some of our events, and we can promote some of the things that are happening here. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Molly Brewer. I've served in McKinney and lived in McKinney for the past 15 years. The first board I served on was McKinney Main Street, and then that I tried for the Arts Commission. I am an artist, but my profession is a producer, and I work for an advertising agency. I just love the arts. I love promoting the arts, and I love McKinney being involved.
I'm into the arts.
That's what it takes, is love.
Background in film, and was a makeup artist for a long time. Sorry, I didn't tell you how I got to be here. I have like no background in arts. No, I'm just kidding. I just showed up.
So we've got lots to talk about. Over to you.
I'm Jeff Hall, and this is my second term on the Arts Commission, and I've been involved in art in different aspects all my life. I was an art education major in college, and have used it just about in everything I've ever done. And we've lived here in McKinney since 1984, and I'm currently chairman of the board of directors at Pecan Grove Cemetery, so that's what other things keep me busy.
Which cemetery?
Pecan Grove Cemetery.
Beautiful cemetery. Yeah. Historic. Mm-hmm. If you're into
the big one down
history, that's a really good place to go.
I'm Michael McIntyre. I got here by driving my car and then walking up the stairs.
He's a comedian.
So I actually served on the McKinney Convention and Visitors Bureau for two terms. I was an art major in college, but I was also a history major. Currently, I'm a change manager. I love my photography. I do calligraphy. Never really tried to do it professionally or anything like that. You know, just do it as a hobby, I guess. Not sure how I got here, but I decided to apply for this one and a couple others, and this is the one I got appointed to.
Glad you're serving.
Yep.
There we go. Okay. I'm Camille Smith. I am staff here at the City of McKinney. Work in Danae's department. I also facilitate other grants through our department, CBG grant, community support grant. So just getting more involved with other arts grants. I'm very excited. I play three instruments on my own band, so that's my connection to art, so I'm happy to be here.
And tennis.
Wonderful,
yes, yes.
Wonderful.
I'm Judy Hawkins. I am the administrative assistant in the Housing and Community Development. I have no art background. I'm pretty good at Robert's Rules of Order, so I guess that's my saving grace.
I'm going to look to you.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law has her own studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. So that's as close as I get to artistry.
Wow.
She's very creative. Wow. She's very creative.
On just one of the millions of Peachtree Streets, she has a shop?
Well, they're actually in Peachtree City,
which
is
south
of Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just peachtrees everywhere.
I'm so glad to be serving on board with you. Yeah, nice.
Maine Feller. I was asked to apply for this by Councilman Jamal. And my husband is on the Housing Authority Board, very involved, and so I figured I should step up and be involved as well. I teach drawing and painting and AP art history at Lovejoy High School, which is why I like struggle. Sorry, I was like running to get here because school doesn't officially until 4:15. So at Lovejoy. I am a practicing artist. I have a studio here in McKinney, and we live here in McKinney in the Contemporary House on White. We built that house.
Very nice.
Real dark, almost black. And I am a an art major. I was a double art major, art and interior design. And I've taught drawing and painting for 12 years in public school. And yeah, practicing artist. I try to always do the McKinney shows.
Awesome. Very nice to serve with you.
Thank you.
So I know we need to move forward on to the next item so you can get a move on. So if we'll move on to
vote on your motion.
Oh, we got to vote. What was our motion?
The consent agenda.
Okay.
We're kind of stalled out in the middle.
Okay. I move to...
We have a motion.
We have a motion to vote on the...
Consent
agenda. Okay. Sorry.
Are we agreeing?
All in favor.
One will say, or...
All in favor.
All in favor.
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
I'll get better at this. All opposed? No. Okay. Done. All right. So moving forward to the report 17-1048, staff report on budget.
So the McKinney Arts Commission traditionally has gotten $200,000 annually from City Council, and that is to fund the operations of the commission. So there's a little bit in there for Texas Commission on the Arts, if we want to send a representative this year. It's to give grants to nonprofit organizations, and then also to give outreach grants to smaller organizations. The max on those are $3,000. And those can be nonprofits or for-profits, but it's entirely up to the board to make that determination. So in the link to the agenda, there was a budget report, and it shows what was allocated from the commission, so what each organization was funded. Arts and Music Guild was $8,000. American Theater Organ Society was $5,480. Friends of the Library was $10,510. Junior Players was $8,900. McKinney Community Band was $20,000. McKinney Community Band Association was $4,380. I don't think that's correct. I think that's supposed to be something else. McKinney Community Band is one, and then McKinney Community, I think it's the...
Musical Arts Society?
Oh, there's a band and a band association.
Right. I think the second one is supposed to be, that's the one that puts on the plays and everything, and the musical arts. I think it's a different, so we'll make
different
that
title.
Yeah, we'll make that correction for next time. McKinney Repertory Theater got $16,000. Melissa Youth on Stage, $10,000. Odysseus Chamber Orchestra got the max. The max season grant is $20,000. Olympax Quay, $13,500. Plano Symphony, $6,160. And you'll see organizations that don't have McKinney in the title, but they have to do events in McKinney. So that's the criteria, and we only fund the events that take place in McKinney. And that's what they do their final reports on. So they get 70% of their money when they sign their contract. They do their season. When they do their last show, they submit a final report. The board approves the final report. So we'll do some of those today. Mm-hmm. And then they get the rest of their money. Young Actors Guild received $18,000. Youth Ballet of Texas received $5,325. So the total grants, season grants to arts organizations, was $146,225. This year, the board voted to budget $15,555 in outreach grants. So those are for organizations in other parts of the Metroplex that the Arts Commission wants to reach out to bring in to perform in McKinney. They're traditionally smaller organizations. You'll hear one today from Magda Diaz. She does a jump into art, and she offers scholarships for low-income students to take art lessons and provides the art lessons. And she's asking for a $3,000 outreach grant for fiscal year 18, so she'll be here presenting today. But there's $15,000 in that fund. Business Council for the Arts. That's an annual membership that the Arts Commission has, and because of that membership, you will start getting, every time we get an event that's open to Business Council for the Arts members, we'll send that out to the Arts Commission so you can attend those events free of charge. There's like openings and things like that. Reproduction, we have $500 to make copies and do that sort of thing. Public art has $20,000, so that goes into the public art fund. So that's the public portion of that fund. In order to draw those funds down, and we currently have $77,968 in there. So in order to draw those funds down, you have to have an equal match from private funds. So we have two projects that have been proposed for this year. One is a sculpture and one is a garage mosaic, and in both cases the developer that's making the request is pledging the private portion as well. So one of the items on our agenda is to pledge $2,500 from the public portion out of $5,000 that's needed for a consultant for the stone sculpture that's being proposed. So you'll vote on that in a few minutes. Special projects, we have $13,090 in the budget. That's Arts in Bloom, that's events, things like that that the Arts Commission wants to fund. And Texas Commission for the Arts Conference, again, there is going to be one in January this year, and we have $600 to send a representative to go to that. So that is the staff report on the budget. Do you have any questions?
In the agenda, the budget that I opened up was for 2017. Is 2018 in there? The numbers.
It should be 17, 18.
Is that what you have?
That's, okay, here's,
no.
Here's 18.
Okay. That's what I was like,
I don't have those things. No. 18, that's the final that was
perfect
for the end of FY17.
Okay, thank you.
And
does the budget year still run from September to October?
If you look at it.
Yes, October 1st through September 30th, although our grants run from September 1st through August 30th because of the city's carryover and because we asked them to do their final report within 30 days of their last performance. That way we can get it cleared out and we don't have to carry as much money over.
Okay.
And just so everybody that's new knows, is that when you get your agenda, mm-hmm. There's a link below it with the report, and if you click on the report, it downloads the report. If you do have a laptop or iPad, you don't have that way. You don't have to print it, but if you're not seeing it, that's why. One thing I may do out of curiosity, not to print a whole lot, but I'll try to print out something where if someone doesn't have a laptop or something, we can pass it around.
You're going to have an iPad if you don't bring a laptop with you in the future.
Oh, they're doing, is that the new system?
That was why we needed your birth date.
Oh.
That's going to be your password to log on to
the
site where the agendas will be.
Perfect. Because I remember my first meeting, I was like, I'm lost. So that's where that comes from. Okay. Do we need to vote?
No, it's just a report.
Okay.
And then the next item, I'm going to ask if we can move the 171055 up to on the regular agenda.
Yes. Okay, so this is the sculpture. Where is this sculpture?
It hasn't been commissioned yet.
Okay.
And so
that's what the consultant's for.
Right.
There you go.
Right. And the Arts Commission granted, I think it was at the April meeting, $20,000 from the public art fund for the sculpture and $5,000 for the consultant. But in the sculpture subcommittee, art subcommittee meeting, they asked if we could, that was the $5,000 was part of the $20,000. They said, can we have the $5,000 in addition to the $20,000? Mm-hmm. So we need to have a vote on that, and that's what this item is. The consultant that the subcommittee decided on, it's actually two consultants, and it's Russell Tether and Sue where is her last name? She is a, let's see if we've got it on here. She is with the Dallas Museum of Art, so she's very experienced, as is Russell Tether. And so what we'll do, if the Arts Commission approves that public expenditure of $2,500, Don Day will do the match of $2,500, and we'll put together a contract for the consultant to do the services. The commission felt, or the subcommittee felt, that we didn't really need a consultant to fundraise, you know, mm-hmm. since we had the funds in place mm-hmm. and since that was extra money. So we would just be asking for them to run basically a competition, an RFQ for the site, for the artist, and for the design, and promote market competition, and guide the city's request in promoting the competition to residents and businesses.
So that wouldn't fall on us to vote on things. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to move, or it has to be the rest of the board that moves to approve things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just getting the rules.
Yeah, I have a question. This is all very new, of course. Sure. I have no idea what you're talking about. So it sounds like, this is what I heard, they're going to have a competition for someone to do a sculpture and put it somewhere, right?
Exactly.
And then we want to fund some consultants to put on the competition? Is it what's going
on? So it doesn't fall on us.
Right, to run the competition, basically. And the benefit of that, of paying them $5,000, is they are more well-connected. As I said, she's
I understand
that.
So yeah. Do we know where this is going to be, or what the sculpture is?
No, that's what the consultant,
does. So they work with the community to select a site and do all that, you know, host the public meetings do the input.
I thought I understand at one point they'll give us, like, three options or something, and we'll vote.
Well, and I think it's kind of the more getting more public input on it, so that way it's not the Arts Commission, you know, wants it here. It will be McKinney wants it here, and McKinney selected this kind of sculpture.
Okay, this one's a background.
City Council have the final say on it?
Yes, so whatever the Arts Commission recommends, like this contract for $5,000 along with the budget amendment to move the money will go to City Council. Mm-hmm. The contract for the artist, the sculpture, the location, all of that will go to City Council for approval. So the Arts Commission serves as an advisory body. The City Council approves the Arts Commission annual budget. Mm-hmm. So anything that's approved, you know, is fine, but within the especially for public art, that's something that they ask that comes back to City Council.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing to have a consultant definitely doing this, so it doesn't fall on us on how the decision's made. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I wasn't aware of is that when you have a well-known consultant that is working on a project, you'll get a lot more artists that submit, mm-hmm. and you'll also get artists that do their work for a lot lower price, just so they can have the exposure of having the installation at the City of McKinney, mm-hmm. which, you know, I'd never thought about. So mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, it's kind of a cost savings as well.
Sort of like an artistic PR firm.
Mm-hmm. So would anyone like to move?
I move that we fund $2,500 for the consultant fees. Right.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone second?
I second.
Okay. And so, call to vote. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And the motion passed. next item on the agenda, going back, unless is there anything else that
no.
you...
Okay. And I'm going to pass off to Camille at this point.
Thank you, Camille.
For the final reports.
May it see you.
Good to see
Thank
you,
you
too.
Very much. Okay, the parents are leaving the room. You got to do this right. Okay, just kidding. So coming back to, we've done the staff report, so now going back to commissioners' reports, I don't know that is there any commissioner report, or is that open for discussion on commissioners' report?
Who's the commissioner? Who's the commissioner?
I mean, we are.
We are. Oh, okay.
I would like to add something about the Hughes and Blues because I wasn't here to discuss Hughes and Blues. We did an exhibit at Impact called Hughes and Blues, and it was a combination of works from three different artists that was from the Midwestern art exhibit and a blind artist named John Bramblett. It was very successful. Lighthouse for the Blind got behind it. It was very, it was publicized in Dallas, and we're going to do a second one that is from the pairing series that's going to happen in June through August. That's photography from the Midwestern arts exhibits. It's called American Farmer, and I'm working on a pairing with that. There's a Facebook page called Pairings and also a website, and I'll try to send that to all you guys so you can look at it, and maybe we can think of things that might be good pairings. But the concept behind it was that if you pair art with something and you make it larger, it would be an exhibit that more people would experience, and it would be a richer experience. And there were several groups that went through, and it was good for Impact. It got them some publicity, and they've been using some of that material to raise funds, so I think that's been good.
It was a great exhibit.
Wasn't it? It was pretty. Mm-hmm. These sculptures were made by a blind artist that you could actually touch, and the photography was from the Mississippi Hughes Delta about blues, so Hughes and Blues, and so that's where it came from.
But Molly did a whole lot of work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a lot of work, but it was fun. And I would love to encourage anyone who wants to participate on the next one. You know, it was a lot of fun. So that's the end for the commissioner's report. Next item on the agenda is 17-10-50. Consider, discuss, act on the final report from of the Arts and Music's Guild. So let me pull that up if anybody doesn't have that in front of them. This is a report that... This is a report that reports what they did so that we can reimburse them for their final expenses, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're 30%.
Their last 30%. And they had a budget of $23,850, and they spent $23,864.74. So that's a difference of like 20. So they're asking... Their grant application was for $11,675. And let's see what they're asking for. They had a total of 963 people in attendance. There were four performances. Let's see. They promoted. They said it was very successful. And so what they are asking for, I wish everybody could see these reports.
Were these sent out to us?
No, they're actually in the agenda, and yeah. Under each item, hi!
But no, it was the agenda sent to us.
Yes.
I sent you a link.
Yes, it's all through a link.
I don't remember seeing getting it, but that's all right.
Yeah, I looked at it off, but I didn't print it out.
So I am trying to see what they're asking for.
I'm thinking $11,675.
If you can get back to that budget spreadsheet, that will tell you what they're asking for.
Okay. And that's 30%, but that's not 30% of what their actual budget was.
No. They have to, they get reimbursed for 50% of what their cost.
So that's where the $11,675 comes from?
I think so.
Okay. 70% of the grant amount and then 30% with the final report.
Yes, but their total amount has to be at least 50% of their grant award. Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. It has to be more than that.
And it is.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody actually attend this event? I'm just curious.
Which one is it?
This is the
arts and music. Because then they have multiple events?
Yeah, they had music in motion, okay. Summer music incentives. Looks like they had two events. No, four events.
I looked around one of the shows
for
the impact, mm-hmm. but I haven't been to a performance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, would anyone like to look at this? Because I can actually move to approve it.
I looked at it before mm-hmm. it came. I didn't print it out or anything.
Okay.
I looked at it and fine to me.
Okay. So
I'll make a motion that we approve
okay.
it.
Okay. Anyone want to second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All right.
So we spoke.
So we moved to. We're gonna move to vote. I'm new to this. This is my first time.
Okay.
Chair,
okay. You're doing great. Yeah.
So move to vote. Correct. Yes.
All in favor.
All in favor. To approve this item.
Aye.
Aye.
Promise I'll get better at this.
So, question: who sent out the meeting minutes? In?
Judith.
Me.
When did you send it?
It's a part of the invitation about the meeting.
Tuesday morning was when I sent it.
Okay, so that was okay. I
this past Tuesday.
That email.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the final report from McKinney Repertory Theater. Anyone attend this event? They're asking for a grant amount of $12,500. Their budget was $42,500. Their actual was $40,392. They had total number of attendance, 2,500, and total number of performances, 40. That's a good exchange. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to look at my computer to look at the budget, feel free. I'm happy to share.
Is it what's on? I mean, it's
no.
What's
she's
on
got the end of year
oh,
from last
you
year.
Just scroll through there if you want.
Which is what I put on the agenda because I thought that's what Janae wanted.
Sure. I just want everyone to have the opportunity to look at it because
you guys are got a hard copy.
I've got a hard copy.
Oh, you do have a hard copy.
If anybody wants to see it.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So we're funding 30% of what amount?
12.
Of
12,500?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this budget is for the fiscal year?
It's for last year's fiscal year.
It's reimbursement.
Technically, it ended on September 30th.
Okay.
For last year's.
Yeah.
Reimbursement of what they actually have spent.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this budget for the fiscal
year. That's the
year.
New year.
Okay, so this is what we're allotting for them.
No, we're looking at last year's budget mm-hmm. where they were awarded their grant from last year.
See, what this is that we awarded them a grant and they get 70% up front, and mm-hmm. then they have to provide the receipts and the actual a report of what they did and how successful it was. Mm-hmm. And that's what this report is that they're saying, okay, we had 2,500 people in attendance and there were 40 events. And so really it's housekeeping on do they get the rest of the 30%.
Mm-hmm. But this is the...
That's the budget for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're talking about.
I know. It's very.
They're like justifying what they.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
this
so
is what they're what they said that they accomplished with the funds. That they
yes.
Had
so
last
and this
year.
Is proving that they actually mm-hmm. did what they said they're going to do. And if there was any discrepancies, we'd say, I don't get that. Or mm-hmm. really, what it's more about is for the next fiscal year when they say, can we have another grant? And we see that they demonstrated, you know, how well they did.
Right. I just. Because the numbers that were from last year, they've approved them for more. That's why I was asking.
Mm-hmm. Ah, there you go.
And okay. The reason that you're only seeing these few on here is because they're required to submit this final report within 30 days after their last event.
Got it.
And some of them have events that
end way earlier.
I did not know that.
Okay. Thank you.
I would make a motion that we approve this.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, and move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, get that one right. Okay, next on the agenda, we have the Consider Act discuss the final report of Jump Into Art. And actually, we have Magda here with us. This is the lovely lady who had put these events on, and she's done a really wonderful job. So,
which one are we on?
We are Jump Into Art.
Skip down to 17:10:54.
Oh, down.
Oh,
here.
Did I skip something?
Junior players and youth theater.
Oh, I did skip. Okay, I'm sorry. So let me
just
go back
to take care of this one while Magda was
here. Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah,
we can do that.
Let's go ahead and take care of
it. Can I get a little song and dance real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Magda, and my studio for 6 years was at the McKinney Art House that way a block. But we got too big, and the owner asked us to move. And so we moved into my carriage house on my property. I've always been renting it out. And so now I'm the renter in this two-story house. And basically what I do is I see about 85 students a week, and we do all manner of art. We do pottery, clay, painting, crafting, sketching, stitching, everything. And out of the 85 students, about 8 at any one time, I could even offer more, but about 8 on my roster are scholarship. And they just ask, they say, or else I notice, and it's this intuitive, hey, yeah, I have this option, or people send me an inquiry, do you have any scholarships? And my policy is never to say no. So there have been some years where I've had 10 and 15 people on the scholarship roster. And the way it works is, as long as I have 6 paying students, I can offer as many more, since I'm already there, the materials have been covered. And a friend of mine, Hamilton Doak, a couple of years ago said, you know, we have an outreach. You do? Because it was kind of breaking me. I mean, I was still making a profit, but it was very fine and very small. And I was okay with that. I'm not doing being an art teacher to get rich, but I'm doing it, you know, to cover our costs, etc. So I came and I presented. And so what I've been doing the last couple of years is taking that $3,000 grant and expanding. So we have better supplies, or I'm buying in bulk now because I have a little bit in the bank to buy in bulk, and I'm getting a little bit better buy. I work at a school after school at the Imagine Academy, which is wonderful, and they're benefiting. So it's just been a wonderful program. My budget in the year is about $65,000. And then I give away about 10,000 in art scholarships. So that budget includes everything that I, you know, apples to nuts, rent, etc. And so we spend, if we were to convert free classes to dollars, it's $10,000 a year. And so your 3,000 offsets that 10,000, which is lovely. So,
and the report that we're, just so there's no confusion, we're also approving her last year grant application. So there's actually two things that are on the agenda. One, to approve what she did, the $3,000 from last year, and then you're asking for another, we're actually talking about two different agendas. Mm-hmm. So to just stay on track,
yeah,
believe what she just said. if everyone could just consider the FRJII summer application for reimbursement, which is for $3,000, if anyone wants to.
Which item are you on?
Well, I was actually on item 17:10:54.
54? Okay.
Yes. And then two agenda items down is actually the outreach grant.
And the amount on that
10:54
was $3,000? She got part of her reimbursement in the spring, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is for $1,070 is the remainder of her approved $3,000 that she was awarded last year.
I move that we fund whatever the amount was. close.
1070.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
Second.
Okay, and do we have a motion to vote on this, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes. Okay, so I'm going to skip an item, which was 17-1055, and I'm going to go to the outreach grant, which you just described. Let's see, I'm pulling that up.
And that one is for $3,000.
And that one is for
$3,000. Unless there's more.
Yes.
She will not.
Okay.
Hear
is there more that I could ask for? I'm not a 501c on purpose.
I don't think you can ask. I think $3,000 is the max on an outreach grant.
Because then you have to have matching funds. That's when we get into the matching funds for.
I do have matching funds. Yeah.
But it's not public works of art, right?
I might have to ask. Talk to Janae about that maybe.
Afterwards. I think it's.
But I thought $3,000 was the max on an outreach grant.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question. Is your studio open to the public or just the kids at the school?
It is. We have twice a month art drop-ins, the first and third of every month from noon to 5, and anyone comes in and they're publicly listed on Facebook and wherever I can get the word out, and people come in and it's $15 a project.
And it's just various projects?
Anything you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a couple times a year I come downtown and do Arts in Bloom for those 2 or 3 days.
Thank you.
And you had a video done on you, and you have a website.
www.jumpintoart.com, and I have you all listed everywhere that anything is printed. I'm so proud to have your logo. Absolutely. There is one little PS. I am in talks with Samaritan Inn to do a connected outreach at their location once a week when they build out their new space, in which case, I don't know if I could do a separate thing where it's just for that, but my idea was to call in all my art friends and a revolving artist each week, and then they have a small budget, so we'll do it wholesale. They'll do it, you know, instead of $7 a kid, maybe it's $3 a kid, and
that's
then
wonderful.
We'll get something for that.
That's nice.
If you're looking for something in the future that's more than $3,000, you might want to consider a season grant. Application to
apply. A season grant application.
Yes, which is what we're talking about, these final reports, but these are seasonal grants that were awarded last year.
And a seasonal grant.
You have to fill out an application and make a presentation to this group.
Okay.
Which you just kind
of did. And a seasonal grant is something like the Conservancy, the Performing Arts Conservancy did. Is that?
There's Arts and Music Guild, there's...
Are they a 501c?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I think I have to be a 501c to get that. I think that's what Janae told me.
Okay.
You can still be a 501c6 without... you can still be a nonprofit, for-profit. You wouldn't be able to give people...
You have to be incorporated, wouldn't you?
I'm just trying to avoid all that. My background is... From Los Angeles, I had a very large business for very many years, and now I'm retired, or semi-retired, and it's just very simple. I don't have to have a board, and it's just, you know...
I understand.
Here's the check, write the check, pay the bill, not... Yeah. Check, you know.
Fair enough.
Thank you. I'll ask her if there's a seasonal grant.
I think you're right, though. I think you do need to be a C. Yeah.
If in exploring this, there are other, if you're looking for other places too, there's Merritt House and there's a couple of other low-income houses that I know would be interested in having people. I work with a group that would deliver groceries over there, and they're always looking for activities, so I can share some of those.
Do share. I'm looking, I would love to do a grant with the state of Texas because I know that there's money.
Might be more.
And then that way we can underwrite it that way. Yeah. Well, thank you all very much. Can I? Do I need to?
Nope.
Stay? Okay.
We just need to vote. We just need to vote.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
Nice meeting you.
So, is any discussion? Anyone want to ask questions or talk? Discuss this.
Which one are we doing now?
We're actually just we're needing to vote.
1056.
So I've taken my girls to the art house mm-hmm. where she used to be, mm-hmm. and it was a drop in, you know, paid $20 or whatever they mm-hmm. went.
I liked it.
It was. I can see what she says about crowded. I mean, it was like.
Oh, packed.
Like I didn't know how fire code would. I mean, I'm not. It was like super tight. I've driven by this because I've seen it, and I was like, "What? Jump into art?" Like I've driven by and seen it. But other than that, I know nothing about it.
I don't either. That's my only thing. I don't know anything about it or what it does for the community or know anyone that's participating in it, which doesn't mean anything.
I think it's new. I mean, I know she's been doing. She's at the art house.
This is the third year.
Okay. Okay.
And she. Let me pull up.
That
her
it's
video.
Been in the carriage house because
her. No. Her home. Her.
Her home.
House.
That's what. Because yeah. I was gonna say because I know people used to rent out the carriage house. I haven't ever seen. It's just recently that when I drive by, I see a sign. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So I didn't know if she'd been there. I know she's been very involved in the community because mm-hmm. her name keeps coming up all the time. For activities for the kids, yes. But
let me see if I can
that's all I know.
Her,
but other than that, I think it's fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's sure and it's kind of hard because
she's not making a killing off of you know
no.
the brand. So it's not anything.
Here is her website, and I'll spin that around for everyone. And then maybe that's not hers. That doesn't look like hers.
It's on Facebook. It's okay. Right. Yeah, it was just on their page.
Here it is. Yeah, she's got.
It's like black and white. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's her little video if you guys want to watch it. Sorry.
You might spin it to the guys yeah. since the lady said that.
It's okay.
I'm good. I just got a little confused. Like I thought we just voted on something and approved the $3,000.
That's why it was confusing. There was two items.
This is this year.
I think I've seen her at the arts and stuff, and she does homeschool classes. That's the other thing I've seen her.
So she does. Okay, that's how I know her. She partners with the homeschool kids. They have a group, and I guess that's why when she said imagine, I was like, well, maybe it's not the same thing. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Well, I would move to approve the grant.
Do we have a second? All those in favor say
aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. All right. We don't have any citizen comments. So we're going to go back to my ADHD skipping.
It's okay. 10:52.
Thank you. Thank you. So this is a final report for the junior players. If you guys give me a second, I'll pull this up and
is that theater?
It is. And if you have a printed copy after you see it, or if you want to share it, does anybody want to see a printed copy of the report?
I have it on my computer. Okay. Thank you.
The grant application was for $8,250. They had a budget of $17,000. Their actual was $16,000. They had a total attendance of 275 with 6 performances.
This was the group that the young man gave the presentation for when we heard the...
That's their, Young Actors Guild. Which they've been really...
This is different.
Yeah, this is it.
How is this different? This is a different group than the Youth Theater or the Young Actors Guild? I mean, this is children actors? Or?
This is a different group, and they applied for grant. Their grant was approved, and this is the last 30%.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm just curious. Like, I've just never heard of it, so I didn't.
They're based out of Dallas, I believe, mm-hmm. but this... The grant supports their performances here in McKinney.
Exactly. Okay. They did McKinney Community. They did a performance at McKinney Community Center, and then 2 at Old Settlers, which I love because that takes it into the neighborhood, the neighborhood where kids don't necessarily cross Highway 5. So that's good.
And Cockrell Middle School, they did a program.
They did one at Cockrell.
in the name of the kids there that were involved, I guess. So this $8,200 is what they applied for. They got the 70%, and now we're just approving the 30%. Is that
correct?
Okay.
Correct. So this is all
for all.
Yeah, it was approved, and now they're just showing that they actually did what they said they were going to do. So we just have to vote whether we agree that yes, you did what you said you did. Right?
Right.
Because they had to balance their budget and everything.
Yes.
It sounds like they did, so I moved to approve it.
Do we have a second? Okay, we have a second. And all those in favor?
Aye.
And the motion passes. It's not a motion. It is a
yes.
Motion.
Okay. That was okay. Exactly right.
I'll get better.
Whoever's listening to this is probably like,
that's all right. We are all human.
Gotta start.
Yeah, you gotta start somewhere. You'd think I would know this.
It'll
I've been
be
on board
now. It's okay.
15 years.
It's different.
So next we're moving on to item number 17-1053 to approve the consider and discuss act on the final report of the McKinney Youth Theater. Okay. Their grant application was for $16,004.17. They
$17.50.
I think that was it. For the youth theater?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the wrong one.
I'm sorry, I'm blind.
It is time.
Yes. But it says 16 something on there.
I thought it said 1604.
Sure. Was the amount they're requesting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where the
actual...
It's
tiny on your device. You have to make it.
Oh.
Pick up the wrong,
Camille said that.
They picked up the wrong name.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe it's because there's so. McKinney...
It was what Janae had said, but they put the wrong number for the wrong...
Yeah,
Andrew's Guild mm-hmm. somewhere along
and
the line.
And there's...
I'm looking forward to the
Janae says they put the wrong... She says they put the wrong number on.
Okay.
According to...
So, do you have the right one, or am I...
$17.50 is their grant amount.
Okay, $17.50. Mm-hmm. So they.
This is the group that basically charges their students to participate, and that was one of the reasons that they were not awarded
the full
a very large amount.
Okay.
Like they pay.
How much
for
do they charge the students?
Or what do you mean?
Yes.
You pay for a class.
You pay to be in the theater.
Oh, but we did award them that amount, and this is for the last.
I think that there were a small number of scholarships, if I'm
30% of $17.50.
Correct.
Yes.
Is what you're approving?
Yes.
And did we award it last time? We didn't award the full amount, is what you're saying?
I don't remember how much they had actually requested
application. It's not indicative.
They were awarded a grant of $1,750,
mm-hmm.
and we paid them their 70% of that at the beginning, and so
$525 is remaining.
$525 is how much they're asking for.
The remaining what we actually said.
Well, it was already approved by this board.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not the final report, but the original amount was approved.
This is just the final report. Yeah.
Okay. I move to accept it.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay.
Okay, which one seconded?
I think Amanda.
Okay.
I'm Beller.
Beller. Okay.
I beat Michael.
She's the A's, I'm the M's. So.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Okay, and now we're going to go to item number 17-1054. We already did that one.
We did 55 and 56.
You've done all of them.
Okay. Would anyone like to add anything to the meeting? It's great to be serving with you. Thank you for your patience as I swim through this.
General question, how often do we meet?
It's
I'm so glad you asked that.
The first Thursday of the first month of every quarter.
That's why it gets a little bit, memory gets a little foggy because we don't meet that often.
Okay.
So that's why things, some of these things are
Beautiful calendars.
Oh, wow. We don't meet that often.
You will have meetings in August when the grant applications.
And that's a long day. And is that. It'll just the location is when y'all just let us know. Oh, it's always here.
Yes, the
sometimes it's been other places.
The grant applications go out in June or July. And they come back in. Everyone who has filled out their application with everything they're supposed to have. Will come before you and make a 5-minute presentation. You'll just say, you know, this is what we're asking for and this is what we're going to use it for. And at that time, you get to ask questions. You'll have 2 days of those presentations, depending on how many of the applications we receive.
I was swimming.
And then a week or two after that, you will have a meeting just like this one. That you will deliberate and decide if and how much you want to award to each organization to recommend that funding to City Council.
And that will be in August.
It's usually around the third Thursday in August.
Third Thursday, so after school starts. Mm-hmm.
So the applications, are they on a website someplace?
We've got a new grant program. That we're going to be using. It's called Zoom Grants. It's for grants only.
All grants.
And we all have to be trained. You know, we all have to be trained to use it. And it should be easy enough for y'all to be able to look at the applications as well.
So one process for all boards, for all grants.
All the boards in our office, anyway. It's a subscription service, and we've chosen to subscribe.
Did you say your office?
Housing and Community Development. We've got three different departments in there.
So the Art Commission is under the Housing and Community.
Yes, there's no explanation why.
Community
Development.
Okay. Yeah.
One quick question about what we can say and do on emails and phone calls. I was about to say we should exchange phone numbers, but there are rules about if we're discussing something more than two people. We can't have a quorum. So, but I'd love to share my contact.
You cannot send group emails to discuss business either.
Exactly. Yeah,
but you and I can talk.
Exactly. So
she and I can talk, but we can't make ourselves
look
like.
You and her talk, and then hurt you and talk about the same thing.
I was about to say that. I was like, we can't look like we're making a decision. That's a daisy chain.
That's what they call it.
Can I reply to your email with everyone on it that has my cell phone? If anybody, or can we share?
As long as you're not transacting business.
No. Okay.
Or discussing any.
Yeah.
You know, if you're. Asking, you know, can everybody be there such and such day?
Yeah. Okay.
I will add you on Facebook. I'm Law Nance. But if you have any events that are going on, I would like to know about them because don't know about all the, especially the art events. Besides Arts in Bloom and the Young Actors Guild, I don't think I know anything that goes on.
I should send you the schedule that I have.
Okay. I'd love that too. The art. Yeah. Just and that way we can be supporting it as well.
And I'm always game if events come up through the Business Arts Commission, I'm happy to go. We can go as a group or, you know, and things like that. You know, it'd be great to participate together.
I think you also have to be careful about that, too.
Because does that make it more? Oh, that's right.
Well, if we don't. It does, but it's, you know, a social event, you can do that as long as you don't discuss the business while you're there.
Very good.
True.
You're just near each other, but not talking.
I
don't see you.
Well, I'm very happy to serve with you guys. This is going to be a very good year.
Yay,
thank you.
What do we call you? Head commissioner?
No, Molly.
Chair.
Chair. Oh,
chairman.
Chairwoman. Commission. Chairwoman Hollings.
Do you want to adjourn, or are you still?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Let's adjourn the meeting.
Do you want a motion for adjourn?
What's the language?
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn today's meeting of the McKinney Art Commission.
Wonderful.
October 19th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
Second. Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now that we're through the meeting, is there a place that I can learn the language? Or, I mean, besides, are there McKinney...